Now we talk girls golf as they begin their season coming up here at Cimarron, I believe it is, tomorrow here. And Hugoton. Well, a bird. And there we go. I'll get it right here. It's Hugoton tomorrow. And we have a couple of the golfers here, both juniors here. We just went over this.
Brooklyn.
My goodness. First day jitters.
Yeah.
How you doing, Brooklyn?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. But you've had plenty of hot practices. That'll prepare you for tomorrow down at Hugoton. And how have the things been so far, your junior campaign?
So far, practices have actually been not too bad. At the beginning of the week, just starting to get into things. It was a little different, but now that I'm back on schedule and stuff like that, everything's going really pretty good. So,
all right. And, you've had your return from last year. You've had some moments on varsity as well and kind of one of the top returners. And what's been the big thing for you from last year to this year?
Honestly, I just love being, on the golf team in general. Golf is really fun to me. It's really relaxing, and I like just going out to play. This summer, I tried to get out as much as I could. So coming into the year, it was fun to be able to reconnect with coaches and friends.
All right. And, and for your golf, how much did you prepare leading into the season of playing golf?
During the summer, I didn't get out as much as I wanted to, but it was every 2 weeks maybe. And then as practice started, I was definitely getting into it a lot more, so...
All right, and how do you feel you are maybe at this point of the year as you get ready for your first meet tomorrow?
I honestly feel pretty confident in myself today. We had practice, and I feel like I did pretty good to play in a tournament for tomorrow, so I'm hoping it goes good.
All right, and you're down at Hugoton tomorrow. What do you remember from last year, or have you golfed there before, I guess I should ask?
Yeah, so last year our first tournament was also at Hugoton. At that time, I was playing JV, and I actually think I placed second. And so then that changed my season for the rest of the year. So, yeah, I was pretty proud of myself then.
What would you like to see score-wise as you head into tomorrow?
I honestly don't know how much holes we're playing. I don't know if we're going to be playing only 9 or 18 because the course rules are a little bit different. But if we're just playing the 9, I'm kind of hoping to shoot around higher 40s, lower 50s, probably about a 47 to 50.
But you're game for 9 holes or 18 holes, huh?
Yeah, so it just depends, kind of.
All right. And I guess what's the goal that you have in mind as you work through the season?
Kind of keep everything consistent. So, my swings, I'm trying to keep them consistent, mindset consistent, focused on the game.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, Brooklyn, and good luck to you coming up here this season, and thanks again for joining me here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Junior Brooklyn Escalona joining us here. We'll be joined now with Lexi Schwint here as she gets the headset on here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Another year for golf here, and excited for your first meet tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm a little bit nervous, but mostly excited.
All right. Well, hopefully the nerves go away once you get going here, but... another year of golf here. How do you feel like that your preparation leading into tomorrow has been so far?
It's been good. I've been working really hard at practice and trying to fix my drives and stuff, and I've definitely been getting better.
Where do you think your strength is right now?
I don't know. I'd say my strength is probably my irons.
All right. Yep. So do you feel like you've been pretty consistent in driving the ball?
Yeah, I've been getting better with consistency. It's been getting better.
All right. And how's the short game? The putting and stuff.
It needs some improving. It needs some work.
Yeah. And how tough is it? A golfer, you can be a competitor, and it doesn't go your way sometimes. How tough is it if you have a tough hole to maybe kind of move to the next hole?
It's pretty hard because you kind of need a chip on your shoulder to, otherwise it just kind of messes you all up.
What's probably been your favorite moment of golf so far?
I like the drives back after the game because it's funny talking to Dakota, Mr. Hayes, afterwards.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. You're going to have plenty of that here. It's going to be a quick season, and it's kind of tough that it goes so quick, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does go by really, really fast.
All right. Well, hopefully you have a good season this year. Lexi, thanks again as always here, and good luck to you coming up here tomorrow and throughout the season.
Thanks.
All right. Once again, Junior Lexi Swint joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we'll get to talk with Coach Dakota Hayes here as he'll take the headset here as they start their season at Hugoton coming up here tomorrow. And Coach is entering his first year as a head coach, but you've been with the program for a little while already. But, you know, I think six girls this year for the team. And how's the first couple weeks been leading into tomorrow's tournament?
You know, it's been pretty interesting. I told them from the get-go it's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for myself and all that, but I feel like it's been good. You know, we started with drills and all that kind of stuff and working on short game and all that, and you know, they took to it. They went out there and they've done everything I've asked, and they worked hard, and so hopefully tomorrow we get some good scores and see where we're at. So.
All right, and you know, yeah, you do have some experience coming back from last year, a little bit of varsity experience, quite a bit of JV. What are some things that you do to try to help them prepare for maybe a 9-hole or an 18-hole course?
I think it's really one of those things where, you know, when you're playing, nine holes goes by pretty quick, but then it starts dragging on when you start getting towards that end of that 18. And so it's just longevity, I guess, is, you know, having to tote your bag around and walk, and like tomorrow's gonna be 96 degrees and all that kind of stuff. So it's, you know, when we practice and it's been, you know, 100 degrees out, and it's just like, hey, make sure you got plenty of water, make sure you know, keep yourself rested and all that kind of stuff. And any chance you get to stand in the shade a little bit, go stand in the shade while you're waiting for, you know, the person you're playing with to tee off and all that kind of stuff, just to keep that kind of stuff in mind, because it makes for a long day, you know, especially when we're starting at 3 o'clock, the hottest part of the day and all that kind of stuff. So
absolutely. And but you have to feel like you guys have had your practices, I believe, every day kind of around 3:30. So they've been prepared for that moment there. And do you feel like that could be an advantage? Maybe some other teams that haven't practiced in the afternoon like this?
Oh, it could be. I mean, we've threw a couple morning practices in there just so I could show them, you know, how the greens are different, you know, when it's got water on it or dew or anything like that. But it could help, but it could not. I mean, we got a lot of teams that have really great golfers that we're going up against, but I feel like our girls could compete pretty well. You know, it's one of those things where going from hole to hole, you got to have some mental fortitude. You know, you could have a bad hole and then turn around and have a great hole. And so it's one of those things where you just keep your nose to the grindstone and just keep going.
You have, I think, one newcomer this year to the team. How's she been able to kind of adjust to the game in competitive way for high school?
You know, she's golfed a little bit in the past, but not really competitively, just kind of on her own. And Rebecca, she's done a great job. She's still trying to figure things out and all that kind of stuff. And but no, she's done great. So,
all right. And tomorrow we mentioned Hugoton, and then I believe you got Goodland coming up next week as well. So
Tuesday,
yeah, you go from a 9-hole course to an 18-hole course in a matter of less than a week here, and I think it's going to be kind of exciting to see what you guys are able to do at Hugoton, and then to do it Goodland the following Tuesday.
Yeah, it's gonna, you know, golf season's one of those seasons where as soon as it starts, it's a ball rolling down the hill, and it just speeds up as you get towards regionals, and it's one of those things where it's just like, you know, we gotta keep our focus and keep playing well, and hopefully you know, they all can keep doing that. But man, it's so fast, and it's like I was looking at the schedule today, it's like, you know, Thursday tomorrow, Tuesday next week, Thursday next week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and I'm just like, holy cow.
It's packed in, but then it's an awful short season.
It is very short, and, you know, at this time of year where we're kind of battling weather in a little bit, and it's amazing how at the beginning of the season we can start playing in 100-degree weather, and then by the time we get to regionals, it could be snowing, or it could be blowing, or it could be raining, or anything like that. So it's interesting.
Absolutely here. And guys have a great opportunity there to learn a lot tomorrow at Hugoton, and then Tuesday to Goodland here as Coach Dakota Hayes joins us here. And thanks again for the time here, Coach, and good luck to you coming up.
Appreciate it.